Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
So many carrots that I can't sleep because I can see through my eyelids. Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. That bad joke was brought to you by Brace de Vile. Thank you very much. I am here. I'm joined by Ross Chanley, who's going to try and keep a straight face throughout.
And not go the same colour as that TV screen as I did several times yesterday.
Yesterday was, I think, probably my favourite news show that I've ever done.
Yep, same. Yeah,
it was really good fun. Thank you to everyone who watched live with us as well. Thank you to everybody who commented. We are here for transfer rumours, not to talk about carrots. There's plenty of time for that at the end of the show. So we'll start with Jadon Sancho wants Premier League transfer with firm Liverpool interest rumoured.
Made Liverpool sound like a firm, as in like a gang.
It's true. Apologies if you've clicked on this video because you think Jadon Sancho is coming to Liverpool. We were just having a little clickbaity laugh with you all, to be perfectly honest with you. But we did say on the it's transfer rumours, and I think that's right. We did say that, didn't we, Tom?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, sounds. Then it's totally fine. If the Liverpool Echo can do it, we can do it as well.
Can we?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's our show.
Yeah.
We can do what we want.
We're here to devour rumours, aren't we?
We like to devour
rumours. Yeah.
Sounds. Cuivan O'Neill was the lady who wrote this.
How do you say her name? I've always wondered that.
Yeah, I think so. Is it Cuivan?
I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty
it's on
sure
the screen
what?
There. If anyone knows how to pronounce Kayumi.
Definitely not that, Tom.
Brush it up. I love the way he went quiet. Like, he wasn't right in front of a microphone that was picking it up anyway. Brush your star. Jadon Sancho wants to leave Bundesliga, according to reports. England international made the move to Germany from Man City in 2017. Is said to be interested in a Premier League return after an indifferent start to the season. According to the Daily Mail, Liverpool have shown firm interest in signing the in-demand playmaker. Rumours are building following Sancho's difficult start to the campaign with Dortmund. In October, he was fined £86,000 and dropped for a crucial clash with Borussia Mönchengladbach after returning late following international duty with the Three Lions. Subsequent reports suggest the 19-year-old was forced to take part in extra training alone. And on Saturday, Sancho was replaced after 36 minutes as Dortmund were defeated 4-0 by rivals Bayern Munich. And the manager has come out after the game and said, Ross, that it wasn't because he's injured, he was training fine. It was because of poor performance. Jadon Sancho, Liverpool Football Club, Kylian Mbappe, Liverpool Football Club. We're going to talk about Timo Werner, Liverpool Football Club. This is the one that I want.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm torn on it, to be honest with you. A couple of things. His manager might just been a dick there, to be fair to him. But when the stuff that you read out then, that just immediately in my head says, Liverpool Klopp won't put up with that. You know, anyone who messes around, any agents that dick about a little bit, or, you know, I think they go in and they measure people's character and what they're about and their attitude towards work and, you know, what they can get out of them. That sort of stuff, I think you have to weigh it up. Is you know, quality, does that override the attitude that he might have? Is it just one of those things with the manager? Is it an ongoing thing? Is the fact that he's a teenager, he's still growing up, needs to mature a little bit? He's a very good footballer. I'm not saying I wouldn't want him, but I'd rather have Mbappe.
Yeah.
I'm all sold on the Mbappe stuff.
Okay, let's have a little conversation about this then. I think he suits us more than Mbappe.
Okay.
Do you think that Mbappe suits us more? Because it's fine, I don't care. I just think that we need a winger. And I'm not sure Mbappe is a Roberto Firmino replacement as such. Although I think he's an absolutely... I think he's world-class. I think individually, right, Kylian Mbappe is probably better than all three of our players.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure he suits the system as well as Sancho, is what I suppose I'm trying to say.
But we've seen before, you can put Sadio Mane down the middle. You can put Mo Salah down the middle. Put Mbappe, you know, either side of that. or put Mbappe in the middle. I think it all works. He's not a light for light with Firmino. I get you were saying, and Firmino is essentially the system, isn't he, right now?
What would you think? Yeah, well, we can probably do both nowadays with Bosch. What would you think? Who would you rather have? Actually, if you could pick any player in world football right now other than Lionel Messi, and do you know what? I'll throw Cristiano Ronaldo's name in there, although I don't think anyone would actually say that. I just don't want to piss off the Ronaldo fanboys. Yeah. You probably aren't on Liverpool videos, to be fair. Who would you have? Sancho, Mbappe, anybody else out there? It's rumoured, and I think Liverpool are going to go big in the summer. I really do believe Liverpool spent £100 million on a player big in the summer. I'd like it to be him. Someone we're rumoured to be interested in January, apparently, is Liverpool only seal Timo Werner transfer if he agrees to Jurgen Klopp condition. So Liverpool are interested in signing RB Leipzig star Timo Werner when the transfer window reopens in January. That was published this morning on The Express. Watch out if you're in Greater Anglia. Lines have shut down on the Romford train. There's a Romford train emergency. Hope that nobody dies. Liverpool have RB Leipzig star Timo Werner on their radar ahead of the January transfer window, reports say. The Reds, not content with their stunning season so far, are keen to strengthen their squad, with Jurgen Klopp determined to go all out in order to win the Premier League title, as well as retaining their Champions League. Timo Werner.
Versatile. Could play any position to the front three. What are you looking at?
He said versatile and he said it yesterday. Is that what you think as well?
No. It's just two players. They're obviously very versatile. No. Darami's a very good young footballer, up and coming. Plays in Copenhagen, in case you've not heard of him. It's on my radar. Werner. On the other hand, I can't do this again.
I missed all this, so these are all in jokes.
Werner's very versatile.
He is. I think he'd be perfect for our front three.
Yeah, and I think, I wouldn't think we'd necessarily get him in January, but I think we could do a deal in January to buy him in the summer. And I think he'd cover all positions then. But then again, it comes back to, as the two people you just mentioned there, he having a choice between Sancho and Mbappe or Werner. Is he down the pecking order in that sense, or is he further forward? He's proven as well, Werner as well, which quite like on an international level as well. I'm not saying Mbappe's not, but he's got a lot more experience than the other two.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you think we'll do a deal in January for Werner?
No.
So the condition is he has to take a backup role, according to Bleacher Report. He'd have to agree to back up under Klopp in order to make the move to Anfield. I can't imagine that he'd want to do that personally. Interesting story on goal.com saying Klopp didn't want cover for Coutinho. Liverpool legend supports transfer call. Apparently he was just never interested in an attacking midfielder after he saw Coutinho.
Yeah, I think everyone wanted like for like, and I think a lot of people were baffled by Coutinho leaving and thought it might leave us short in other areas, but like, Klopp being the man that he is and knowing what he's doing, just went, well, I'll just use that money to go and strengthen other areas in the pitch, and that's exactly what he's gone and done. You know, we've gone and got Alisson, Virgil van Dijk, and I don't think anyone's looked back since.
No,
I mean, there's been cries for a Coutinho like player at times. I think with obviously Chamberlain being out last season, has drawn a few games and Navicator's still not up to speed. I think that's always the caveat, and the whole Nabil Fekir stuff of going, oh, that's the Coutinho replacement, never happened.
I've forgotten all about that. This was my favourite story of the day, really. Came out yesterday. Manchester City make formal complaint over referee Michael Oliver's performance in Liverpool defeat. Have we broken Manchester City at this point?
It looks like it, doesn't it? I mean, Pep swearing at the sky.
Clouds, Ross.
Clouds.
Clouds.
Clouds. Twice! Sterling putting Gomez in the headlock while he's trying to eat his dinner. And, making a formal complaint about a referee who did something similar when they played Tottenham.
He's literally the best referee in the country as well. There is actually no better referee than Michael Oliver.
Wait till the day that they get John Moss and Atkinson. Like, and they go, we've just complained about Michael Oliver, and then get those two shower of shits refereeing a game. And it's like, fucking hell, yeah.
It is mad. I mean, listen, I think there are genuine question marks about a couple of the decisions during the game. But to make a formal complaint, that seems to me like they're trying to do everything that they can to make sure that the next time he referees one of their games,
it's in their favour.
It's in their favour, yeah.
Yeah. It just seems a bit petulant, doesn't it? You don't waste something your own waste, then you complain about it. And you know, what was it, like 4 days ago now, 5 days ago, we played them. Get over it.
They can't. That's the problem, Ross. That is the actual
problem. So you've got nothing to do on an international break.
That's it.
So fuck, just go complain to the FA.
Harry Wilson, Wales striker, gets encouragement from Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp. I love the fact that you can look at the word Jurgen and it just looks like there's a big smiley face in the middle of his name. I think that's a fantastic accent, to be honest with you.
Yeah, what's those little desserts? They've got that in it as well. They're dead nice.
Little desserts with... What, an accent?
It's got the U. It's only two letters. I can't remember what they're called.
Is it two?
That's the one.
You've literally said the word saying it's only two. I had no idea what you were talking about then. Nice. Yeah, they are. They're good, them. I like the chocolate one, you know.
Exactly what I was talking about, Chris. I knew you'd know.
If you want a sponsorship too, then, you know, come and sponsor us too. We are going to do that joke section later, so what better way to kick it off than with that and the carrots thing at the top of the show. Harry Wilson says he gets regular encouragement from Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp as he impresses for Bournemouth and Wales this season. I get the odd message off the manager. He says he's been watching, and after I scored against Man City, he congratulated me and I bet he fucking did. Well, hey, lad, is right, Harry, lad.
He watches much of the day, doesn't he? Harry scored again. You know, it is good. I think there was a lot of rumours the other day when the Ryan Fraser stuff was about for half an hour. Harry Wilson might be going the other way. I think it was concerned. I think Liverpool fans quite like him. I quite like him. I think he's a good runner at Bournemouth, Derby last season. You know, he's something that you think got a future at Liverpool. So the fact that Jurgen Klopp gives him that encouragement, it's good for him as well, actually, isn't it? Just another manager's watching. I mean, it's not a lot, but it's a small gesture that goes a long way, I think.
Okay, more transfer rumours then. Piotr Zielinski would consider his future if Liverpool came knocking. Report. Piotr Zielinski signed for Liverpool a few years ago in an alternative universe in which Arda Turan and Jesus Navas are considered club legends, but in our reality, he signed for Napoli. The Poland international has enjoyed mixed fortunes at the Serie A club, but it turned out to be a good move for him overall. In the summer of 2016, there was a photo of Zielinski going around the internet of him wearing Liverpool's new kit. Naturally, supporters thought this was a sign the deal was done. It wasn't. It was close, but it was never done. The 25-year-old has sparked up a bit of a storm again with some information that has been revealed by Italian outlet La Repubblica via sports witness. Zielinski would reflect on his future in a mirror if the Jurgen Klopp carried on complimenting him. He's making reference to some comments the boss made in him after Liverpool's loss to Napoli earlier this season in the Champions League, as per the same report.
Just playing the game, isn't he? Jurgen said something. He's not saying I'd love to go, but I'm here if you want.
But equally, he's lifting his skirt up and flashing his bits.
Yeah, exactly that.
Think we'll sign him?
No.
These shows with me and you have been really funny the last couple of days. I'm really enjoying them, to be honest with you. I hope you are too. Should we get into some of the comments? Let's get started with something about Jadon Sancho, and we'll save the dad jokes till later, Tom.
Cool. Just to kick it off, Liam M said the lady's name is pronounced Kiva. So that's what I said,
isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but I asked.
And what did you say?
Kiomi.
Kiomi? That's not even what you said.
I know. Jojo said, we have Harvey Elliott, so no thanks for Sancho. And then Dan the Man says, look how long it took Fabinho or Keita to integrate. Whoever we get in January, if we get anyone, it'll be a while before they provide any real impact.
I agree with that 100%. I was listening to a podcast and I mentioned it to lads and put something on Twitter about teamwork versus talent from MIT Sloan Management, which talks about that type of stuff, basically, and how long it takes for players to really form knowledge and understanding as part of a team. It's absolutely brilliant, and I'd butcher it if I was to tell you all about it, so go and check that one out. Just saw a comment about me, which I really love. Where is it? Come here. Look for the word tit. Right.
Where? I saw it. I was literally just reading it.
And where's it gone?
Yeah.
The dank Zenon. Mbappe is a winger as well, Chris, you absolute tit. I know he can play on the wing, but I really don't think he's a winger. I think he's a forward. As in a striker. I think he's a striker.
Good finisher,
He's a brilliant finisher. Like, he can play on the wing, don't get me wrong, but I think you'd waste Mbappe by playing him on the wing, whereas I think Jadon Sancho is a winger, so I'd argue. I'm not arguing with the tit bit. You're right on that. I understand that. Let's start with a dad joke.
I've got quite a few because they're quite funny. Tony Dolovsky says, what do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Nacho cheese.
Easy. You might have seen this one before, but Rob D, what do you call someone who stands inside goalposts and stop the ball rolling away?
I don't know.
A net. I really like this one. Dan the Man, interviewer. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Job applicant. Personally, I believe my biggest strength is listening. Mega Sting 1981 says, what you call an aardvark that keeps getting beat up?
Don't know.
A vark. And then Tin with two cheese jokes, actually. Oh. What did the cheese say to itself in the mirror?
Halloumi.
Halloumi. And what cheese do you use to hide the horse?
Mascarpone.
Fucking hell, lad. If I knew anyone would know those jokes, it would be Ross. Anything else?
What's orange and sounds like parrot?
Carrot.
I think that's it, you know. Unless I'm having a little scroll.
Everyone knows my favourite dad joke, don't they?
Go on.
What's got two legs and bleeds? Half a dog.
It's true. That is true.
Paul's going to come in tomorrow and go, what the fuck is going on in these comments?
Why don't polar bears eat penguins?
Don't know.
Because they can't get the wrappers off.
I knew it was going to be something about a chocolate biscuit then.
What the sprinters eat before a race?
Marathon bars.
Nothing, they fast.
Shane Buckley's got an actual comment that says, could you tell me how you get them Christmas jumpers again, please? If you go to the redmentv.com, there's a shop tab that'll take you to our shop. We've got the Origi one, we've got the European Cups one, and we've got the Three Kings one. They're absolutely brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. So there you go. Any more?
My wife asked me for some peace and quiet while she cooked the dinner, so I took the batteries out of the smoke alarm. That's a bit harsh. No, that's it. Oh, yeah.
How's a penguin build his house?
Don't know.
He glues it.
Oh, no. I cut my finger cutting cheese. I think I might have greater problems. That one was from Joey Murray.
What? I don't get this one. What's the difference between a duck? One of its legs are both the same.
You've killed that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you read it?
No, that's exactly what it says. Scroll up a little bit. Always good. Can you see it?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, that was a terrible one, to be honest.
That's the whole point, though.
No, it was to the point where it wasn't even a joke. It was just incoherent babble.
Ian Rush's moustache. Probably not the real Ian Rush's moustache. My doctor's told me I need a new arse, and it's got a massive crack down the middle.
Brilliant.
There you go.
That's the best one of the day.
Wow.
I think they need to be stepped up.
I think we need some better dad jokes, to be honest with you.
Someone's definitely on copy and paste in Google here, aren't they?
100%. Shout out to the people asking what the opposite of in is.
Out, shout out. Really brilliant. Fantastic, that is.
Do you get the Steho hair one right there?
Steho, you mean?
Yeah, Steho.
I don't, to be honest with you.
What's Demerara?
It's a type sugar. Of brown sugar.
Oh.
But I don't know what that word's supposed to be saying.
Where are we looking?
Got loads of white sugar jokes, not many brown sugar jokes, because Demerara.
Oh, them are rarer.
Right, okay, there we go. There you go. Yeah, that's actually half decent.
Yeah, bloody English, hey.
Well done. Well done, lads. There we go. That's the end of the show, really, Tom. You can end it right now.
You go Wirecast.
I'll just keep rolling.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ,
the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.